Good evening, Twitter. This is your boy Jaron Thalatak, and I just got done looking out this wall, and now we're barreling out in our SUV into a horde of people.
Oh, that's new.
Appear to be cyborgs.
This isn't a horde.
Oh no, we opened the door.
Yeah,
I don't remember you saying that.
Yeah. There's not a horde of people. Fake news, Jerry. Fake news.
Yeah, last thing that you remember is your human friend, who, by the way, every time you see her, you understand that it's her, but she kind of looks different each time.
Hmm.
The effect worked.
There you go.
This time we'll say, confusingly vaguely Asian, mid-length black hair, larger nose than you would expect for the general face shape, blue eyes.
Is any of this important?
Not really.
But Dan, do you have an official table that you roll on to determine these features?
Hang on.
You can't just, like, make things up.
No.
I mean, we did get fan art one time of a random side character. So maybe that is important.
The most well-drawn fan art we've ever gotten was of a one-off side character whose name I don't even remember.
It was Rack the Prack.
It was Rex the Minotaur,
oh, yeah.
And he was vaguely sexual.
It wasn't vaguely sexual. It was very sexual.
It was still the... I'm not going to say the best in terms of, like, emotional response, because it was more like, thanks, dude. Why that one? But it was the best in terms of raw artistic quality. That was not intentional. That
Freudian
was not
slip.
Intentional. I'm sick. Literally, that was like my throat closing up because I had to cough.
Speaking of raw sexual energy, this is Revival, a Dungeons & Dragons real play podcast.
That's a very good transition.
So there's a human here.
Yes.
And everyone else sees this, so I'm not crazy, right?
Yes. Yeah, but we've been seeing them.
Yeah.
I know, but, like, not for a while in front of us. So Patton's driving the car, right? He's also going to be, like, poking her arm with one hand, making sure that she's actually there.
Oh, no, yeah, she is. She's physically there. She seems to be kind of, like, staring out the window, like, eyes darting back and forth, looking for something.
Did she give us her name a while back? If she did, I forgot about it. Okay, welcome aboard. Did I ever get your name? I gave you mine. It was Dr. Patton Normstrom, if you remember.
No, but, I don't remember it.
I think we're just driving.
Understandable.
Yeah, but not, like,
so
frantically.
Were you just kind of waiting there? How did you get here?
Are we, like, barreling out of this room or what? Because you know, if you open the door, I have to get the knife back, right?
Yeah, you can grab the knife like out of the window as you peel out.
Okay.
Yeah, we're driving now.
There was no immediate danger.
Just sprinting.
So she's going to turn to Jiron and mentally send over like a little text message to just cut the cameras.
All right. I wasn't, like, live streaming, but yeah. They are
okay.
Cut.
Tad will remember that.
And Jerry just, like, as a personal, like, hey, maybe I shouldn't show her yet, is, like, not showing her to the live audience, because maybe she might say something that the audience will believe in. It might come true.
Remember that time when Jiron got dragged into his own mind?
Doesn't that happen, like, more than once?
Well, which time? The one in the... when I was kidnapped or when I drank
either,
a little too
either.
Much? Okay.
It's been like that for me constantly. I was in one of those facilities. I'm not entirely sure how long I was there, but they didn't want us to leave.
Wait a minute. Were you, like, hooked up to an auto dock against your will? Is that what you're saying?
I didn't have a body.
Now, but...
I don't remember exactly how. I know that I used to have one, and then we got brought in there, and then we were supposed to get new ones.
I'm going to roll perception.
That would be insight.
No, not on that statement. I have something else in mind.
I mean, she's obviously
okay.
a ghost,
so...
I'm wondering if there's any telltale signs that this body that she claims to possess right now is actually physical or not.
Okay.
I think it might be like a hologram or something.
So looking for like an impression on the seats and stuff.
All the little details that my biology brain would know about. That is a... What's my perception? 27.
27?
Yeah.
On a 27, you're going to notice that, the weight isn't quite distributed correctly on the seat, but she's definitely a physical presence.
Yeah, but they could just... But they're in our brain, so they could just be, like, running that information to us to make us think that they're there.
Anybody who's actually knowledgeable about tech stuff, a.k.a. Patton, could give me an Arcana check.
Okay. That's only an 18 in total.
18 in total?
Yeah.
You've got a couple of ideas and you're not sure which one is accurate. One, she's in one of those, like, one of those blanks, but it's got some weird properties. Two, there's something going on with whatever, local network those other dudes with the potential robot bodies were using that's letting her do this. Three, magic.
That third one doesn't count. That's not a guess. That's just
Wait, Patton, weren't you kind of like in the same situation where like whatever happened to your previous form, you use an autodoc as an emergency? How come you're in this bird form and not...
Well, yeah, Jerry, I've always been a bird man.
Man.
But I did not always have so many other people. I'm sensing that we're... Now, do you remember anything about the facility that you were in? Any names, anything like that? Any name of the facility, any specific names of people you can pull up?
Like Dr. Oswald?
No. What I was in is what I imagine. Imagine if those memories in your head were alive. And you're one out of the nameless, formless thousands.
That's objectively horrifying, and I don't want to imagine that any longer.
We were separate, and then it stopped being separate.
I don't like this. I don't like this at all. I don't like this one bit.
When you came into that facility, I hitched a ride.
Through me? Through when I was on the auto dock there?
Everyone?
So you're saying there's a part of you inside each and every one of us. Except Specky.
It's more along the lines of... I don't know how to relay this to people who don't know a ton about computers. Patton, you'll be able to explain it. Basically, I'm borrowing a little bit of processing power from each of you. I'm not in your head. I'm just using your head to materialize, to get out. Like, you know it's like an encrypted file in multiple parts.
Okay, and you're using each one of us to... If there was only one of us here, you wouldn't be able to do what you're doing right now.
If there was only one of you here, I would have taken over the body.
Oh. Okay. So, that's kind of rude. Now, yes. Do you mean intentionally, or would it just have happened?
Both?
Would it have... Have you done something like that already?
No, absolutely not.
Patton's gonna roll insight just to make sure. All right, and I'm pretty sure
Patton does that bird thinking, cocks his head to the side thing.
There we go. Okay,
but so she just said
6 plus my insight score. Well, I mean,
6 isn't atrocious; it's below average.
Yeah, 15 in total with, like, that weird item bonus that's given me a plus two and all that.
She looks, like, objectively horrified that you would suggest that she would do that.
Oh, okay.
But she just said that she would do that.
No, that, like, that you... She said that it would be a thing that you could possibly do, but asking if she has done that in the past is, like, insulting.
I see. Oh, okay, I understand what you're trying to say. That makes sense.
No, that is not what that was meant. That is not what was meant.
Yeah, it sounds like it's something that
she wouldn't have control over. If she had jumped in, it would have de facto been intentional. Like, so it, that's saying that she knows what would have happened and chose not to specifically.
Then does that mean that whoever the host consciousness would have just been replaced into the system or just deleted?
I don't know.
Zep, I am getting scared. I'm getting more and more scared. And I'm a demon. Commanding demons.
Right. And there are other people like me who have fewer qualms about doing that. That was one of the options that they had talked about. That's why I wanted to leave. That's why I got out before they could. By doing what I did, I blocked them.
So no one else has any access to where you are?
No, they do.
Do they know about you? That yes. You are... Okay. And are they actively searching for you?
Me is a side effect. They're searching for you.
Yeah, I was worried about that.
Is it because of our association? Well, forgive me if you don't know, but is it because of our association with Red? Are they tipping off Michael's crew?
Who the hell is Red?
The big dragon that came from the sky. Wouldn't you know about that? Aren't you human?
Yes.
How would you not? There are so many questions I have, and I don't think we have enough time to answer them, but do you remember anything before you became this data thing that you are?
Bits and pieces. I'm not sure which ones are mine.
Zep, I really didn't want to have to do this again. And John, I might need your help. But whenever we get to a safe spot, we might need to hop in my brain. Wait. What? Yeah.
That was the name of that, that big guy that you guys talked to.
Yeah, the...
Okay.
She looks like her...
Yeah, I'm about to roll insight on that.
Yeah. Right, go for it.
Not good.
All right. I have a shitty...
Whatever you were gonna give me a not good because I got a 9.
I got a 12.
Total?
Yeah. Wasn't she in our heads?
It seems that she genuinely, like, doesn't really know.
Yeah, like, no, but what I'm thinking is, and I don't know if Elias would realize this or not, but, like, oh, yeah, I remember that big guy you guys met, but how would she know that we had met Red?
I'm gonna way back then.
The footage.
Which footage?
From the show.
She's literally inside all of our heads.
Yeah, I know, but so. I'm just wondering how...
The more pressing question would be how she didn't know.
Or how permeable that barrier that's in our brains is.
Right.
Like, if she can go digging into our minds, that would be bad. All right, man. Have fun with that guess.
So, tell me anything that you remember about the people that are directly searching for me. Because I'm pretty sure I kind of took a lot of things that were probably theirs. And now I'm carrying all of them around with me. And I'll be honest. Memories, a little bit nervous.
Memories. I'm trying to remember what they told me. Memories are distinct from the soul. So it's not that you have people inside of you. It's that you have their knowledge. And they probably want it back.
I probably have some very important info that they need, and I'm probably the only source left on the rock that has some of this stuff.
That's why we're the scapegoat, Patton. Someone was going to get punished for losing whatever you have.
Scapegoat.
Yeah, scapegoat. That's what they called. They called us scapegoat, or at least that's what we deduced. And they called what we believe to be Michael's party.
You weren't scapegoat.
We're not?
No.
Michael's probably scapegoat.
Yes.
What was that other code where they had MVS or something like that?
MPV.
MPV, yes. What do you know what that means?
You're going to see her kind of like tilt her head up. Two guesses.
Moving.
One, not you.
One is a video file format. Probably not that one. What was the other one?
Multiple person vector. Maybe. I'm just throwing out words here.
Missing person's vehicle?
Maybe. Not sure. I had it and I lost it. The further away we get from their network, the less I know.
Do you know where any of their other networks may be? Do you know names, anything in the facility? Any info?
I know that they're following you, but everything else is blocked.
Ah.
So you don't have anything on the... You don't have anything on the Denver location, then. Is that right?
I know that it exists.
Do you know of any other ones before we go there? Like, might there be one in California, like in Silicon Valley or something like that?
Yes. There's a couple. Which ones are you looking for? Are you looking for theirs or for ours?
I'm 90% sure that when we were in that facility, we mentioned the one in Denver being
related to Project Quetzalcoatl. Yeah,
not only being related, but also being one of the only ones that was still operational.
I forgot all about that one.
So, at saying that, her eyes are going to kind of like go wide.
So you do know, hopefully, something useful about Project Quetzalcoatl?
Quetzalcoatl Initiative.
What? This is like, okay, it's been how many years? It's been like 2 years, and you're doing the exact same thing from when we met Red, which is just tell him everything.
I mean, listen, we're talking directly to someone who's using the network of the people that are trying to hunt me down and probably, like, extract my brain juice. Well, and I'm just talking to someone using that about incredibly sensitive materials.
Maybe you have her memories.
Yeah, don't your eyes light up and you start saying weird things about, like, helicopters and napalm sometimes? Maybe you have something about Quetzalcoatl initiatives in there.
And has definitely not that to look.
We're about to leave their area. If you want me to try to figure out anything, now would be the time.
Well, you said that you were hitching a ride with me. Would I be able to check on your behalf once we're out of the network for anything?
No.
Yeah, I didn't think so.
Specifically, the only reason I'm here right now is because they're letting me, which I don't like.
So you're just our little tracking device that we can't get rid of. Great, great.
They already had you tracked. They've had you tracked since before you left New York.
Wait. Before we left New York for the first time to go up to Tenali?
Yes.
That's... Okay. That's, We maybe should not have killed that dwarf to death.
Now, the, Now, is this... Now, what about before I went to the Tenali
That's why location? They had you.
Okay. This may be my fault.
There's some amount of files that I can get into... But I feel like half of them are traps.
All right. So how about... Now, this is just me. How about we table this, because they're going to be tracking us no matter if we stay here or not. Let's get rid of the first big problem that we came across, and then we'll tackle this one whenever we don't have a crazed cult shooting at me all the time. Well, the car too, but mostly me. I don't like that.
Be careful. I think that whenever you get into your big... confrontation, they're going to pick off the winner when they're weakened.
Zep, cut the tape. It's already cut, but you know what I mean? Out of character, that's for Tad.
Can you think of anything? Have they provided direct assistance, probably, you know, unknown to Michael or us? Have they done anything to push us along or him?
She's going to, like, she's going to close her eyes, move her hand, and AR throw a video file in front of you.
Is it an MPV file?
No.
Damn it.
But yeah, it starts auto-playing, and what you see on it is a first-person perspective. You see Michael without his, like, flannel and a bit more dirty, ruddy, like, kind of more scrawny. He's kneeling, hands clasped, and is fervently praying. You then see a very bright light. You see his eyes light up and look up. And then you just see in his hand, his right hand starts to glow as he looks up towards the camera, closes his eyes, starts to cry a little bit, and nods.
Okay. I'm going to make sure I save this.
The video file is labeled Guardian Angel.
Okay, now from this first-person perspective, about how tall is this? I'm working off flying. The assumption that it is, like, okay, it's flying. Okay. Because I was trying to see if I could get a height, at least, like a kind of a guess at that. I don't think we'll get any identifying features from this. Now this is a scrawnier Michael. I'm gonna assume this is when he was still with the congregation.
Yeah, you can't quite tell where he is. He's definitely indoors.
Do I recognize it?
But yeah, you can't tell the location. It doesn't have any geo-tracking metadata that seems to have been scrubbed.
It wouldn't look like to John like any of the any of the places there in Little Rock, any of the familiar, like...
He might be able to recognize it. But recognize... It looks similar to a couple of buildings that you might recognize. I mean, the architecture and everything is similar, but, you know...
Can I cross-reference it with anything we had from the congregation?
Not really. Footage? But John would recognize what Michael looked like then... And this is well before he started going off on, like, being an extremist. This is around the time when he started to have that, to question what was being taught and question the congregation's, like, position of non-interference.
Yeah, that might have been the reason that he started down that path, too.
So it sounds like they may have been observing that area already from the start due to the fact that it's, you know, the congregation... saw he was getting up to something, pushed it along, and...
Now, John, don't get angry with me, but... Patton, it seems to me...
You can't just say, don't get mad at me, and expect me to not get mad at you, Jerry.
Well, don't get mad at me, get mad at them, because they've been... What's the word? Using...
Exploiting?
Exploiting one of the more prominent members of your congregation, and turning him and... creating a rift in the congregation, and pretty much, because what after this is done, John, the congregation's not going to look too good.
The bigger question is why they would do it, and why they would feed him that. They want to kill Red, and I don't know why.
But they claimed they didn't know who Red was until a few minutes ago. How do they know that they want to kill Red?
Like, that's a good question, Elias.
Yes, I am actually a professor.
So her head's going to kind of shake. You're going to see her facial features shift a little bit. The blue eyes are going to go back to a more brown. She's going to grab her head. They cut the feed.
Convenient.
I can answer that. Elias, I can answer that.
Go on.
Well, Patton can attest to this. Within different networks, certain information is keyed to certain levels of access. Right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't exist anywhere physically. When I'm in one of those networks, I'm bound to those rules. They have any information about Red tied real deep. Now that I'm out, I can remember more.
I can make the assumption that they would want to kill Red. They have human form, and Lazarus told us that in no uncertain terms, Red declared that humans be exterminated. So there's that motive.
That doesn't make sense, though. Their bodies work just fine, even in mana.
Oh, their bodies?
Yes, well, we did see them walking around.
Outside of this network now, can you tell us anything about the bodies that these guys were using? These weird...
They seem to be semi-biological constructs. Not entirely organic, not entirely technological.
Yeah, construct is the word I'm looking at.
I had something, and now it's gone. That's why I was saying that we needed to act quick. I had a limited amount of time for the information in their network.
Ah. Should have asked that question a few minutes ago, then.
Also, Elias, since you were looking more closely at, like, her ability to affect things physically,
mm-hmm.
completely incorporeal now.
Yeah, so it's not fucking real.
Well, she was able to physically manipulate things while in that network.
She was able to open the door.
Yes.
Now, how was she able to open the car door once we got out, but wasn't able to open the door inside? It just doesn't make sense to me. This is in character.
Out of character, the knife room thing completely blocks all form of all lines of effect from anything outside of it.
Yeah. It's completely cut off. It's old shit. It exists at a right angle to reality.
Right. Which is why she could materialize when Elias was in there, because that's when, you know, she was on your guys' local network, which bled into the knife room, but she couldn't when she was materializing via the other dude's network, which wasn't in the knife room. It's all consistent.
Yeah.
Okay.
So the thing that I'm worried about here is that if these guys are wanting to get rid of Red, Michael seems like he has a pretty good in to do that. And they, if they had the opportunity to probably murk us all just back there, I mean, there's a pretty good chance they knew where we were. Why are they letting us go?
They probably have come to the assumption that we probably aren't bodyguards for Red, and that we're just kind of stuck in this situation, and that removing us, well, we're kind of helping Michael indirectly anyway.
Because, I mean, it sounds like I'm a pretty high priority target, and it makes me a little nervous that they just kind of left us be. And also, I don't know. Maybe they've got grander plans here.
Maybe they're swapping to a plan B?
Maybe.
Maybe they know that we've got his resources, and with his backing, we can lead them to something they couldn't otherwise get.
Maybe.
You're missing the obvious here. They're just watching the build-up so that whichever side eventually wins becomes more powerful and easy to manipulate to their ends.
That makes sense. I feel like after this Michael business is dealt with, we might get approached by them and made an offer.
Willingly or unwillingly. And that assumes that we are successful in this endeavor, which, if they deem that tipping the scales in Michael's favor is more beneficial for their plans, then they probably will.
Well, then our execution has to be flawless, then.
Well, no, it has to be changed.
How so?
Because if we want to minimize the chance of them interfering with our final confrontation with Michael, there's a good chance that they know what we're planning on doing to stop him and the steps that we have taken to ensure that. If we don't change it and they decide, let's get Patton, let's let Michael get out of here, let's get rid of these guys here, if they probably already have about 6 different ways to do that, if nothing changes on our end.
Well, I mean, I'm not generally the ideas guy. I'm the recording guy, the guy that asks questions. So what do you suggest? I think Elias had an idea.
I think the important thing is those names.
The scapegoat and the MPV?
Yeah.
MPV. I think it's useless to speculate on them without other info that I'm thinking of.
That one I don't understand, but scapegoat makes Elias's idea seem less credible.
And when you say Elias's idea, are you talking about our original plan?
No, scapegoat for the war on red?
That doesn't make sense if they were planning on... That name doesn't make sense if they were planning on picking which side wins. That sounds like he's set up to lose already.
Then, would the congregation be scapegoats? Out of character, I'm entirely lost.
Good, that means you're in character.
Yeah.
John, do you have anything to weigh in here? Like, why would they oversee the congregation? Why would they communicate, assuming they would communicate with Michael via drone or some sort of flying being? These are all very interesting stories, but I can't get the answers in this car, it doesn't seem like.
Well, Jay, I really don't have any answers for you here, but I'll tell you what. If these people aren't messing with my family, I'll personally see that each and every one of them is executed.
It's very extreme, but it'll make for good footage.
I mean, think of the larger impacts of what Michael, if they helped Michael get down this path, what are the potential outcomes of what Michael's doing? One, Michael gets what he wants. He kills Red. That's a big deal. I don't think it's going to happen, but that's a big deal. That's a huge change.
Now, hold on.
Now, what other outcomes could there come from Michael getting this set up and whatever they're doing with him? And Red is obviously very, very important to them. So whatever grand, like, I'm trying to remember the word. Is it machinations? Machinations?
It's machinations.
Yeah, they're machinations. Patton, you see, one thing I did forget that just hit me. Red had enemies that weren't of this plane prior to him getting here. And it's been well over 60 years since he came here. I don't think it's too outside the bounds of possibility that perhaps some followers of the old world were able to slip through and...
What's going on? I don't think it's anything from the material plane coming back after, you know, to try and stop Red or anything like that.
Can we be certain of that, though? Because those mind flayers should not have been here, right? And that was pretty close to the congregation.
Mind flayers exist in the fringes of highly active space. It's highly unlikely that anything attempting to drill in or otherwise affect the material plane directly would produce such fuzzy disturbances. If you're opening a portal, that's one thing. It's a direct one-to-one connection, but mind flayers of that sort tend to exist in the fuzzy outline.
While you're describing mind flayers, Specky's getting really fond of this whole pantomime thing. Specky's going to put out a tendril, shape him into a bunch of little ants, and make another little thing that looks like a little crumb of food. He's going to have the ants move up to the crumb and like wrap around the seat to get it.
Oh.
Meow.
Yes, they don't tend to be indicative of direct portal activity so much as high energy or space warping side effects.
Well,
no.
Just going off that one little bit of footage we got, wouldn't you entertain the possibility that maybe some sort of agent of a god that was able to produce something similar to what John's congregation believes in produced an image that Michael saw or gave him some sort of influence to where he's like, to where he believes that what the congregation are preaching about in action was wrong.
I can tell you 100% with 100% certainty, and there's very few things I can say with 100% certainty, but nobody from wherever you are is working with them.
Then I've got nothing.
If they were, you'd be dead already.
Now, can I roll insight on that?
Sure.
How would she know how powerful those things are? All right, let me see. My insight's terrible, but just like in character, I have to check that.
I appreciate that just on stats, Jerry's terrible at insight.
Yeah, that's a 4 in total.
4 in total?
What the Oops. Fuck?
Yeah, I'm telling you.
You don't get... Look, I'll give you a freebie on that one because this isn't that hard to, like, not, like, reading into the deeper meaning of what her saying that implies, but think about it like this. Think about it from the perspective of somebody who is not magical, right?
Right.
If you had a quote-unquote insider working with one of these groups, the rate at which they could blend together bullshit would be massively increased, right? They haven't been able to do much because you guys haven't been out in places where they can physically operate.
Yo, you also have to look at it from the perspective of a construct that is obviously of a pre-magic human that doesn't understand what magic is or what its limitations are. So it assumes that
yeah,
it's working from a place of assumption that magic is bullshit powerful, but we're also bullshit powerful. So if we had... or they had help from something that was bullshit powerful, they'd probably all be dead already. They don't know how magic works. They just assume it's like some sort of super death virus that killed everybody, but that can also make birthday cakes appear out of nothing.
Yeah. From their perspective, it's like if you like, you know, saw in the headlines tomorrow, greatest wizard from other plane in the multiverse joins up with CERN.
Worry.
Okay.
Like, you're fucked, right? It's that level of assumption is clearly, like, the operating base there.
Okay.
So since everything isn't already horribly fucked, she can pretty safely assume that there's nobody there. And also because they wouldn't want to work with them is the very obvious underlying implication.
All right. Well, I guess that rules that out.
I guess what I'm kind of ruminating on is that whatever level of technology the humans are at before we got here is pretty blatantly like very, very advanced. Possibility, you know, almost guarantee pretty much at this point that you can kind of dilute yourself out of whatever physical limitations your stupid meat body had, shit like that. Humans got pretty goddamn far. It's pretty rad that they got that far. I'm not too keen about it because I'm dealing with the aftermath of it. And Patton's more nervous now than he's ever been. Now that he knows for sure that there's people directly out to get him. So he's kind of like ruminating here, thinking about what could they mean by this? What is their end game?
What are they building in there?
What were they working on before we got here? And what has our arrival changed on what their plans were?
Is this the part where you want to mention the Skype chat logs, Daniel?
Which ones?
The ones about how this actually isn't ripping off Nier Automata.
Right? The things... See, this is... Okay. Aside, five-minute rant. Can you give me a five-minute rant? Oh, I'm... Just Pepe Sylvia!
You're 20 minutes into the... You're 20 seconds into the five-minute rant already.
I've been dying to talk about Pepe Sylvia. Okay. Anyway... Astute listeners might realize at this point that this is literally the world-building and plot of the entire Nier franchise. However, I have fucking proof that before Nier Automata was ever released, and before I ever even knew what the plot to Nier was, we were coming up with the exact same thing. Fuck you, Yoko Taro. Stop stealing my ideas from my own brain
before I made
them. Because clearly he came up with the ideas first, but we came up with them at the exact same time. It's just that they're from opposite mirrored perspectives.
More like Nier is about humans dealing with magic. Revival's about magickies dealing with human.
Could you, like, never call it magickies?
Us Arcanomancers.
Also, to jump back into the game, your friend is going to say, I need to go soon. I think they're on to me, but...
You think? I thought you said that you knew they were on to you.
Different people.
Can we, like, differentiate?
How many of these are there?
Can we, like, have group
I
one
don't
and group
know
two?
No names.
All right. Well, here we
they're
go.
They're blocked. You remember the guy's face? It's like that for information.
Well, you see, I don't know what your problem is with just going, oh, group bad guys one, group bad guys two.
I can't.
Can I go with that?
I don't think she's able to discern exactly how many different groups there are. And if group one is different than group two, or if it's still group one, but just this is coming from a different angle. I don't think it's clear enough.
It's like looking at things without glasses or, I don't know, through a pinhole. But all I can tell you, Patton, is the stuff that you've found and the stuff that all of you people have found is the things we were ready to throw away in terms of technology. Jiron, what's a good example for magic? Something that's like a party trick that a kid would do.
Breaking somebody's glasses and then snapping your fingers and fixing them.
That's what you found. And to us, who have never seen actual magic, that's amazing. And it's the same thing.
So there's even grander, larger... We're at the kiddie stuff.
Most of it doesn't work. Everybody who knew how to work it is dead.
Or inside Patton's brain.
Yes. Which would explain why they want to get him so much. Anyway, I need to run. I can hear them down the hall. I need to hide. And she's gonna vanish.
You know, guys, maybe I should have been thinking a little bit more. You know, not treating it as a, whatever, fun romp, you know? Maybe this is a little bit more serious than I've been treating it.
You think it's serious now, Patton? I got shot 15 times!
Yes, but...
And it wasn't serious then?
Don't be such a baby.
Yeah, seriously, dude. Calm down.
Rips grow back.
No, they don't.
We've all been shot, Jerry.
I feel like Jerry would have a huge problem with this.
It's not always about you, Jerry.
I've been kidnapped more than once.
Boss. Yeah, I think with this one, you and Patton might be even in terms of things that have endangered other people and things that you haven't taken seriously. I'm gonna go back under the seat though. There's like three candy bars down here. It's pretty nice.
Yeah, just you take your facts and go eat your candy bars. Right now, I'm trying to make myself look better.
Rush plan.
Don't talk with your just back in the shadow.
Specky and Zep are fighting over one of the candy bars.
Specky wins.
Yes.
Anyway. Sorry about that, Patton. Just a little bit unnerving there. So we have to change our execution on how we're doing this entire confrontation. Is that what you said, Elias?
I mean, more or less.
Then how are we going to change it? We've got this last artifact we've got to get. Do we take it for ourselves, or...
We incorporate the new information that we've gained in a timely manner that both emphasizes our inherent superiorities and minimizes our inferiorities. We're sitting in a car, Jerry. There's not a lot of time to think about this and formulate a super solid plan at the moment.
Well, that ain't too helpful.
spur-of-the-moment plans rarely are very helpful.
That's downright the vaguest plan I ever heard.
The important thing is that we now have this information and can incorporate it into our new plans when we make them.
All right, so we weren't going to make any other stops till we got to the Wood Elves, right?
I don't believe so.
We need that crystal, yo.
And, yeah, and you guys are pretty much on a straight shot. So, once you start getting a bit further, like, in towards California, right?
Yeah.
This is, like, very, very, very far out in terms of, like, how far people have been. And, based on one of those little mana maps that you got, you don't have that far to go until you just start hitting more natural areas with mana.
It's about time.
Yeah. It's been pretty rough going, but thankfully you haven't really run into anything that slowed you down to the point where it's needed to test you. And also getting those, you know, the mana protection gear that you got really helped.
Without that, it would have been somehow even worse.
Yes. And it was already pretty damn bad. Like, as far as like physical toll, yeah, it's not been great. It's been the world's most uncomfortable car ride.
We do have this giant cat just sitting here.
You point at it and you're pointing at not the cat anymore.
Oh,
he's
yeah.
Pointing at the swirly chairs.
Mavola Jr. has been firmly clinging to the ceiling. It seems to like it up there. It's comfy.
Up there, or over there, or maybe there. Under there?
Not entirely sure.
It
has a candy bar.
It's like several of those places in superposition until you pick one, and then that's precisely where it's not.
Correct. Haha. Imagine a cat that can teleport.
Or at least makes you think it can teleport.
Yes. So, anyway, as you guys, which path were you taking out of Flagstaff, by the way? Were you going up towards Vegas, or were you going to take 40 south? I cannot remember.
If the path through Vegas would have gotten us closer, I think that was the one that we chose.
Yeah.
Right, because I remember that you guys decided, yeah, because you're going to have to go north anyway.
Right.
Yeah, and Vegas is out of character. Pretty sick.
It is. So, let's go there then in terms of next stop spot, you know.
Took a wrong turn at Albuquerque, but we're taking the right turn at Flagstaff.
Yeah, as you guys get up towards the Hoover Dam, which is radical.
Do I see any robots with faces on them?
No, not yet.
Is it still, like, good to go?
Giant bugs?
Is the Hoover Dam still fine and dandy?
Is the Hoover Dam still good and dandy? Boy, you better hope.
What about the giant bugs?
There are no Cazadores that you can visibly see.
Yeah, that's the key.
They're fast.
I don't trust this place instinctively.
So, as you guys, you gotta go take a turn. You gotta go up 93 to get towards there. And as you're starting to go up, you know, the up in altitude and all of that, you're getting up into the more mountainous areas. You're starting to see a lot more in the way of suspicious shit. Like, you know, you might see a circle of rocks that's been arranged for no apparent reason. You might see what looks like a watch stand that doesn't have anybody in it. You know, you might see a sign with some cryptic-ass lettering on it.
Exploding runes.
Would I be able to check streetwise to see if I would recognize any of this?
Sure.
Okay. All right. Third streetwise roll in 2 years. Skirt. That's a 19 in total.
19 in total? Well, they don't look like anything that the steel drivers would have made.
I want to roll to see if kobolds did this.
Go for it. What are you rolling?
Not high.
All right, they didn't.
Bug. Right, there, it was a 2 on the dice. It doesn't matter.
I hear. Yeah. I'm going to roll perception to confirm what I'm kind of thinking here, which is these were set up a long time ago, and for whatever reason, ain't no one been here in a good long while. So I'm going to roll perception to try and confirm that. Check things out, see if there's anything, you know. Now that's what I'm talking about. 29.
29? Oh no, this is all very recent.
Oh, okay, so I was completely wrong.
Yeah, completely wrong.
When has that happened before? Jeez.
This is all very recent. Like you look down at one of those rock circles and you can see some freaking tire tracks. And there's a decent amount of wind.
And a decent amount of wind.
So, yeah, this is like a couple of hours, maybe.
Oh. Oh, no. Now, can I see any evidence? There's no one around us now. This is stuff that was set up. There's no one currently here. It was a few hours ago. Okay.
Sure.
Okay. Okay. Do I see any evidence of them all going in one similar direction?
With that 29, it seems like they're all driving up towards the dam.
Okay.
Hmm.
Yeah, that's probably... Hopefully, they're probably friendly.
How about we don't?
Well, I suppose we're going to go find out.
Just so you know, if you were to not, you would have to turn around.
Oh.
Yeah, have fun with that shit.
Yeah, so we're still going towards that dam. Going back now is going to add more time, and I think we ran out of time about like a week and a half ago.
Yeah. We're negative 2 days behind, so you know.
Yeah, so as you're driving up, there's a small overpass that would lead to the bridge that goes across the river. And yeah, that's gone, as is... if you look a little bit further, yeah, the bridge is also likely not to be in particularly good shape, which means that you're forced to turn around a little bit and go up the accessway that leads up to the dam itself.
Dam. Get it?
Oh, man. That was really good. How long did you spend thinking about that one, Elias?
Don't appreciate this sort of bullying.
It's okay. Right.
So, you guys keep going up, and you see you start hitting the switchbacks.
Mm-hmm.
You can see the massive reservoir looming in the distance. The dam does appear to still be intact. But more importantly, Patton, and or anybody who would know anything about technology. So Patton, roll me an Arcana check.
I'm particularly terrible at those. Just kidding. I got a 27 in total.
27 in total? Yeah, this is still in use.
Okay, so they've been maintaining it, which, that's pretty rough to do. So, you know, you can immediately rule out, like, you know, unga bunga stupid, like, goblins and riffraff.
Or if it is goblins, they're the best goblins ever.
I choose to believe it's the best goblins ever.
Could it be the very angry dwarves I've heard about?
Maybe.
No, those dudes are all up in Yellowstone being very angry.
I mean, this is remotely even close.
In the general sort of Rocky Mountain kind of vicinity.
I'm sorry, Matt, where's Yellowstone?
I know where Yellowstone is.
In relationship to this dam, where is Yellowstone?
Adjacent state.
Let me shitpost out of character in the podcast. Please.
Back pedal 2, electric boogaloo.
No, it's not in an adjacent state.
No, they're not adjacent at all.
It's kind of like Cuba. It's wherever your heart wants it to be.
I mean, if we were still in New Mexico, it would be an adjacent state, but, you know, we're not there anymore.
I'll show you an adjacent statement.
So, anyway, it appears that the only way to actually proceed across, you know, state line and to get back onto the road is going to be crossing over the dam itself.
I say we chalk the wagons and ford it.
Well, I could have told you that.
I've got 19 grandfather clocks.
How many foot of a sheer fall is that into the water?
Rations, grueling, let's go.
I love gruel. Alright, that's enough dumb memes.
Yeah, I'm decent on gruel. I prefer Rakdos.
I'll let you spend thinking about that one, Dan.
Yes.
Yes.
So anyway, you're right now you're on, you know, one of those switchbacks looking over at the maybe at one of those overlook points. Mm-hmm. There is a decent amount of mana here. Like, Elias, when you look over at the water, you can see
there better not be any of those fucking fish with arms.
There are none of those fish with arms, but there are fish with legs.
God, it's a subspecies.
Yeah. No, shut up.
No, but I'm talking about that. You remember that fish that we fought in, episode 2 or 3?
3.
Yes, there are none of those. However, you can see a nice film of this sort of color shifting, probably some sort of adapted plankton, mm-hmm. and you can see little electric jolts going between little patches of them.
Oh, cool!
Very cool.
So the entirety of the water appears to be electrified.
That's not good.
So I don't think we'll be taking that route.
It's only not good if you're in the water.
Yeah. Could potentially be useful if you were for a hydroelectric generator.
As a memory check here, Highway Star had one of those necklaces with the wood elf emblem on them, right?
Yeah.
I'm going to give him a call. See if he's available.
Do you know where we are?
In Las Vegas.
Yeah, nobody comes out here. He's 2-3 days
Apparently
away.
Apparently some people do.
Yeah, it's the people who are fucking trailing us.
I mean, I was just going to ask if he's been here before and if he knew the area.
All right.
I feel like it's a good idea.
Good idea, Jerry. What do you want? Hey, what do you know about the Hoover Dam, Cliff? I'm just going to give you a quick little snapshot of what that conversation would look like.
Click.
I would phrase it more like we are going towards the Redwoods. Have you been there before? And while we're on the way,
I lived there.
Know? Okay.
There's a dam. Click. What the fuck are these people doing?
Are we actually going to do the call, or?
I mean, you can do the call.
That is
go,
okay.
You want to do the call? Go for the call.
I mean, if you're telling me nothing's going to happen, then I won't do
it. No, do it.
It would be rather funny, but it's more along the lines of based on the conversations that Giron has had with Highway Star, it is kind of the equivalent of like, hey, you're from Ireland, right? I know that you're from some what's an Irish city? I picked the wrong country. Yeah, you're from Cork, born and raised, right? So I'm going to Galway and I'm on whatever street. Do I take a left or a right? You know? It's kind of like why would you think I had this information? It's oddly specific.
Maybe Las Vegas is a pretty hot spot.
Giron would actually know this. It is absolutely not. It's my fault for not making that more clear for you, but this is very, very much nobody fucking comes out here.
Okay, because I had this feeling that maybe it was a smaller level of New Vegas, but if it's not, then okay, that makes sense to not make that call then.
Yeah, it's nobody fucking comes out here. Literal nobody. It's in the middle of a desert, in the middle of a mana desert, a couple thousand miles away from anything that anybody knows or cares about.
You would have to very specifically want to go here.
Yes.
Yeah. Anyone who looks at this now is like, why the fuck did they build this in the middle of the desert? This is stupid. I'm never going there.
There's probably a couple of steel drivers who have gone out to Vegas and been like, woohoo, yeah, Las Vegas. And then, oh, wait, there's nothing here.
Yeah, Las Vegas, I'm dying.
Yeah.
All I'm saying is I swear to God, if we meet somebody and the first thing they say is Ave Caesar, I'm going to be really mad. Kaiser, sorry.
I was going to say Christ.
All right, so you guys, Elias, you also see on the top of the dam, there's a guy in a Roman legionary uniform.
Oh, wow, cool.
It's just like that video game.
I take the cannibalism perk. I'm going to eat them all.
That's a good
idea. It's just what my character would do.
Stop. This is much better than Elias going to various holiday. There's so many animal friends we can make.
That was a fucking great meme, and don't you dare.
It was a good meme. Elias having to fucking swallow his pride.
I mean, it was pretty fucking hilarious.
It was beautiful. All right. Damn. But anyway.
Moving on.
What are you guys, do you guys want to just drive up, or are you, what are you going to do?
I'm already, like, halfway there. I just assumed that we were crossing on the dam, like, de facto, before, like, looking back and seeing that no one else is behind me.
I want to roll perception to see if there's animal trails or anything about this that would, that would give us an alternative place to cross. Because if this place is booby-trapped as shit, animals are going to go around it instead of going over it. Oh, that's pretty good. That's a 32.
On a 32, if you're looking for perception, you're going to see.
Yeah.
Let's say, what's a good desert animal? I don't know what animals live in the desert.
A jackalope.
No. Yeah. No. But jackrabbits, yeah.
Or a jackal.
Yeah, jackrabbit.
Coyotes.
Okay. Yeah, let's go with a coyote.
A jack-o'-lantern.
What you're going to see is in the middle of the river there, there's just going to be a coyote. He's just hanging out.
Oh, cool. How magic is it?
He's not at all. You see underneath his feet that the plankton, like, latch onto his paws.
Hmm.
What you can guess is, like, the natural electricity in its body forms a circuit. The plankton hardens. Makes little stepping stones.
Oh, that's cool.
So it just starts trotting along. You see it, like, dips its head under the water, grabs a fish. Trot, trot, trot. Fish is magic.
Okay. I was worried that we were going to watch a coyote get drowned. So I'm glad that didn't happen.
Okay, come on. But now you're making me want to describe something spooky.
Like, I thought it was going to grab its paws and, like, just kind of pull it down.
God fucking damn it, I was going to do that, but now I can't do it.
That would have been cooler. Why didn't you do that one?
I was going to lead up to it. It was going to grab the... Fuck you, I'm doing it anyway.
Pat says, well, that's I'm glad we didn't have to see that happen. Isn't that right, guys?
All right, so then you're going to see that the coyote's going to trot on over towards the shore there. Something is going to grab its leg.
Mm-hmm.
Like, one leg, you can't see anything visibly, but it's like its leg is dragging, right? As it starts to frantically yip, and then it gets dragged very, very quickly along the surface of the water and just slammed into the shore.
Big oof.
You're then going to see something roughly humanoid. Dark, inky, covered in this same sort of plankton. Its hand is going to spark, and it's going to reach its hand out, and you're going to see the hairs that have the plankton latched onto it from this coyote are going to move back towards it as it's going to get dragged into the water and pulled down.
Oh, it's a mudman.
Yeah, using some sort of weird, you know, bioelectric magnetism shit.
Patton's gonna take those little, like, those, like, sun flippers, and, like, the car just kind of, like, put it over there so he doesn't see it anymore.
Yes, well, I was looking for alternative means of crossing the river, but that doesn't seem to be quite a viable option at this point, so I think we should just press on.
I mean, it's technically a viable option.
No, it's not.
We'll continue on with,
all right. So,
with John here.
Once again, we've reached the Jurassic Park fucking on-rails shooter option where you could shoot left or shoot right. Mm-hmm. So your options are spooky dam with weird people on it, probably, mm-hmm. or bioelectric ford the river.
Fording the river is pretty cool.
We've all played Oregon Trail. Jerry's gonna die of, like, you know, snake bite if we do that.
Jerry has died of dysentery.
No, we'll just get to the other side and a fucking rattlesnake will bite him.
Aha! Or he'll bite the rattlesnake.
I'll get eaten by a Gru.
Eaten by a Gru.
Alright, so you guys have a little bit of time to make this decision. But, I mean, going back would cost you a shitload of time. You could think of an alternate way to cross. But those are the two obvious answers.
And I think we'll decide that on the next episode of Revival, a Dungeons & Dragons Real Play podcast. You can find the show on YouTube, iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, Twitter, Discord, all that good stuff's in the description there. You can check Dan and Michael on their stream. They stream every, at least a few times a week. They're pretty active. You can find them at bro_operatives. In the description, all that. Thanks for listening to this episode, and we will catch you guys in the next episode of Revival. See you then.